You may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. And Merry Christmas. It is finally here. For me, I have been waiting with bated breath for Christmas to come. Not only because I really, really love Christmas, but it was going to be the first Christmas to spend with my grandson. Like you, I know I have, for most of my life, thought of the baby Jesus like this. Quiet, still, maybe rocking back and forth in the manger, as the shepherds came in the glowing light and cast their eyes upon him, because that's how babies are. Thank you, Frankie. Yeah, that's our image of Christmas. And I, at least, have preserved it carefully in my mind, because it helps me. It helps me to push away reality. Not being able to find the microphone. Not remembering which cord plugs in where. Finishing our setup a mere 5 minutes before you all came. And then a tragic fall. I'm so sorry. We had a little one go down. And she's spending her Christmas Eve with ice on her head. That's what the presence of God really looks like. I love the image of the baby. I love all that we read and the wonderful tapestry that we weave around that whole thing. It is comforting and lovely and just plain nice. But having a baby around for the last 10 days reminds me that that ain't what it's like. It turns out that babies poop all the time. Like every 12 minutes. Once they reach a certain age, they also climb on everything and fall off of everything. They never stop. That's the image I have for Mary over the next 12 months. A harried, confused, frightened, and sometimes angry mother trying to raise a child as a poor person in an occupied country. Christmas doesn't seem quite as pristine or precious as we might think. And yet, in this birth, there comes a promise. Not a promise to take all of the hardness away, not a promise to make your children perfect and above average, or at least slightly average, and much better behaved than they are right now. None of that. God does not promise today that there will be world peace, that COVID will stop, that no one will ever again play a flat note. God doesn't promise any of those things this morning. Is that thunder? Oh, okay. Dan, just turn off the two top lights. Thanks. I thought this would just be the cap to Christmas. We're going to have a thunderstorm. Now that would fit right in, because you see, I think what's happening in the text for this morning is that Luke is setting us right deep into history. When Augustus was emperor, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, when there was this whole thing of getting everybody counted so they could be taxed properly. All of this birth of Jesus is set deeply, firmly, and inexorably in history. And in the midst of it, a child is born. A Savior. God acts in an extraordinary way in the midst of a very ordinary world. It might be that part of what we miss as we sort of have Christmas as not usual is that in the midst of our difficulties and hardships that we are certainly having, poverty growing, wages dropping, first world problem, you can't get a new car, third world problem, you can't get food for your baby. In the midst of all of that, of a surge in the COVID-19 virus, which has really kind of cut back our joy in many, many ways, in the midst of all of that, God declares again and again and again that a child is born this night for you. And nothing else, nothing in the whole cosmos can stop him or stop it. God, in all her wisdom, proclaims again this night that God has come into the world, into your world. And shepherds and accountants and musicians and pastors, laborers, teachers, professors, students, children, adults, all of us find our way to see this real, laughing, crying, and soon to be dying child, and see their true hope. The hope that is born and wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger is the hope of a God who chooses never to abandon us. Never to leave us. To remain with us in death and in life and in hardship and in absolute joy so that we can sing glory to God in the highest each and every day and weep every day and know that the child is there for us. Not the mythical child lying still and quiet and never crying or needing his diapers changed, but a real child who bumped his head, who screamed at the wrong moment, who fell down more often than he ran, and who as an adult gave his life for us. This night, a child has been born. Jesus Christ, our Savior. For you, for the world, for the cosmos. And never will he leave us. Hallelujah and thank God. And so I finish by this way, by saying Merry Christmas, a real child. Right now, in this place, they look just like, Jesus looked just like the children who are in the back there. Well, I'm not sure, Frankie, if he ever wore an Aloha shirt. But like you guys, And when he grew up, he looked like all of you. And I thank God for God Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.